Welcome to the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm Laura Dierda, an editor at Becker's Healthcare, and I'm thrilled to welcome Dr. Rayanne Booker, Vice President of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion at MetroHealth in Wyoming, Michigan. Dr. Booker, thank you so much for being on the podcast today. Could you please tell us a little bit about your background?
Yes, I am from Grand Rapids, Michigan, and I have worked in higher education for close to 30 years, and now I have worked in healthcare for close to 2 years now, and it both in higher education and now in healthcare. My work has primarily centered around diversity, equity, and inclusion. And so in my current role at MetroHealth Hospital, I'm responsible for driving the development and implementation of DEI strategic vision and initiatives that foster inclusion for our patients, our employees, the physicians, and the communities we serve.
Fantastic. Well, Dr. Booker, could you tell us a little bit about your priorities at MetroHealth today?
Yes, we have lots of priorities at MetroHealth in the Office of DEI in particular, but I'll share just three of those that are guiding our work. Number one, we're working on transforming our culture for better understanding and addressing health inequities and for advancing diverse, equitable, and inclusive work and service environments. For understanding our current culture, we recently completed a DEI organizational climate assessment, and we're nearing completion of our first ever DEI strategic plan. And with this plan, in a comprehensive in measurable way, we will be able to integrate DEI into all aspects of our organization. The second priority focuses on DEI training and learning. So we are working to ensure MetroHealth has an accessible training plan and curriculum for DEI that addresses the diversity of development needs for all team members, including strategies for recruiting and retaining a high diversity of talent at all levels of our organization, including core competencies that complement best practice standards to support staff development and accountability to our DEI vision and commitment. And lastly, including metrics for measuring the impact of our training and learning offerings on our staff competencies. The last priority I will share is strengthening our community relationships. So engaging with diverse populations that make up our community is essential to our success at MetroHealth. External stakeholders play a key role in our operations, and we seek and welcome community engagement, partnerships, and collaborations. And what's more, we embrace our civic responsibility to help ensure that everyone has access to good health and to help eradicate systemic barriers to equity, barriers such as racism, homophobia, and xenophobia. So we're intentional about forging partnerships with organizations that share our commitment to DEI, and we leverage our resources and networks to address systemic and structural barriers.
Got it. Thank you so much for going through that with us. That's really helpful. Now, what are you seeing with COVID-19 and how have your strategies evolved for mitigating it?
Yeah, so with COVID-19, number one, I am seeing increased acknowledgement of health disparities that many leaders and organizations have consciously and or unconsciously accepted. I'm talking about glaring inequities in health outcomes that too many have grown numb to. Fortunately, along with this increased acknowledgement of health disparities, I see a willingness to work harder to address these inequities. With COVID, I'm also finding there is increased attention to systemic issues and their impact on our patients and employees, issues such as access to quality health care, access to affordable housing, the digital divide. And so with this increased attention comes the opportunity for us at Metro Health and across healthcare in general to address structural and institutional racism and bias, so preventable, harmful health conditions are no longer limited by one's race, socioeconomic level, geographic location, sexual orientation, gender identity, and other human differences. Lastly, with COVID, I see innovation. We are confronted with unprecedented challenges, and one by one, we are meeting them. I believe one of our greatest challenges is ensuring COVID-19 is more than a moment in history, but is a movement that keeps us on a path to advancing diverse, equitable, and inclusive work, service, and community environments.
Absolutely. I think all those things you mentioned are so important in being able to provide, equity in healthcare and access to healthcare. So I'm glad that you've been able to experience, it sounds like, some progress in that regard and acknowledgement of the problem, so you're able to solve some of these issues. Before we wrap up our conversation, I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about leadership. What are three pieces of advice that you have to give to emerging leaders today?
Okay, for emerging leaders, number one, I would encourage you, strongly encourage you, to build your capacity to function and engage effectively across human differences. View this as a fundamental core competency for engaging in our global society that is rich in diversity. Seek both formal and informal learning opportunities and relationships, and encourage your networks to do the same. I also encourage emerging leaders to demonstrate humility. So be willing to say, I don't have all the answers, while also being resilient enough to say, but I am willing to take the initiative to learn more, and I'm willing to learn from you. And let your humility lead you to be equitable and inclusive, not just at work, but always. Lastly, I encourage emerging leaders to be self-starters. Be a self-starter. Every day presents a new opportunity, even when those days can appear gray or dark at times. It's still a new opportunity. Don't waste it. Take initiative, embrace new challenges, and make each day count for making a positive impact.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think those are great pieces of advice from, engaging others and being able to connect with people in your network, finding learning opportunities, demonstrating humility, and then taking initiative to learn more. And then finally being a self-starter, I know is so important across the spectrum. So thank you, Dr. Booker, so much for your time today. This has been a fascinating discussion, and I look forward to connecting with you again in the future.
Wonderful. And thank you for this opportunity to share with your listeners.